All right, good afternoon, our beautiful listeners of Eagle FM. The time is exactly 33 minutes past 2, and you are just tuning in to the Afternoon Breeze with the Francinas, your favorite, of course, your favorite Francina and the other Francina.
You should just become a DJ, you.
Yeah, so.
DJ Francina.
It's almost 2026 now. Yeah? Are you ready? How many hours are left now? How many hours? I'm excited.
You're excited
because like 2025 has been a
while. You gonna have plans for 2026? No, just like, no, I'm so excited for 2026. But have you planned? Have you set your goals?
Bushe, at this point in life, man, there are some people. 2025 has actually been a wild ride.
Challenging.
It's actually, I learned new experience, man, growth, and. There have been challenges here and there, and then I'm just happy to reach 2026
because
there are some
I'm happy.
Happy.
Anyways, a very good afternoon, Eagle FM listeners. Welcome to the Afternoon Breeze with the Francinas, like my Mbushe has said, and we'll be taking you until the hour of 3:30. And I'm so excited. I think everyone is excited, you know,
yeah,
because you know what, why we have so much excitement when we are going to the following year.
Mm-hmm.
It's because we are waiting for the expectations. Mm-hmm. You can't wait what 2026 has in store for you.
Right, yeah.
So the excitement is so much there because it was a tough year.
Mm-hmm.
And you obviously, even though the challenges will still be there in 2026, obviously you won't say you will never face a challenge in 2026, but, you have so much plans, ne?
Mm-hmm.
You went through so much in 2025, this year.
Mm-hmm.
And, what you have faced this year, next year can be a different year.
Mm-hmm.
You might come into encounter with 3 to 4 challenges, but this year might have been maybe even you yourself be like, I almost even lost my life this year.
Mm-hmm.
But because of the men above, I've made it through.
Mm-hmm.
Although we still have some hours to 2026, but you'll be grateful. You know, some didn't make it this far. Some, I've seen some saying that, yes, it's 2026 tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? In few hours time, it will be 2026. But to them, there's no difference. It's just the year and the month that has changed.
Yeah.
But, to them, it's still, they're still down.
The problems are still
stepping
there.
Into the next year. As to me, it's like, there's no change. But you need to be excited, man. Some of the problems.
My dear listeners, don't take the problems to 2026. Go live your life to the fullest.
Mm.
The problems will be there, obviously. But don't make it a habit. As a brief talk, just live life. Ne?
Obviously,
enjoy.
It's the last.
I feel like today, Mbushe, we should bring energy.
It's the last. It's the last month, the last day, the last year of the year 2025.
25 is complete.
Yes.
Now.
So, and you know, today, yesterday, I was like, I can't believe it. Like, we are really in December heading to January.
Mm-hmm.
And last year, December, we were like, this year, January, we're like, there's still 11 months to go. It seems far. You know, when you are trying to climb a mountain, you're looking at the top, you're like, I want to reach to that top. Mm-hmm. And see what's written in that book, you know,
mm-hmm.
that's on the mountain. So you see it far, but once you reach there, you'll be like, yo, it was a real tough, difficult, you never thought you'd be where you are. You never thought you'd achieve what you have achieved. You never thought you would be, someone, you'd be a role model to someone you'd be. So many things have happened. So, I think today we're just gonna focus on rounding up of 2025.
Yeah, we are just
how was 2025?
You remember that time you almost overdosed because your boyfriend left you. Look at you now. Look at you today. You are in the last day of 2025.
Like so many things that we're gonna look upon to, you know, in terms of you face so much challenges. You had outstanding tuition fee and you're in your final year. Next year you are going to be a graduate, but you're about to give up. You're about to cut off your life short. You're like, there's no point of being alive because, I have an outstanding amount of 10,000 and what's the point if I'm not gonna make it? Let me just, you know, end it here. You have, a module that you are struggling, it's now 2 years, you are still facing the same module, and you want to give up. But who said everyone that have achieved in their life, that are working now, that are self-independent, didn't face challenges? Yours might even be Lillian challenges. You know, I might be like, yo, I want to be like Francina. She's already working. She's already, you know, yes, you are thinking, but do you know what Francina went through to be where she is? Your problems or challenges might be even better. They might be even simple. Yours maybe was just, 2,000 that you are owing school and you are not graduating that year because of a certain reason. You couldn't rent this year because you didn't get that contract. Your contract was just you just had a 1 year contract and it's ending December. Now just to come back in January, or comes January, you are being told it's renewed. You got 2 or 3 years more extra and you are already stressing. My contract is ending this month. What will I do? What will I be doing? Where will I go? You know? There's so many things you have faced, but you don't know what Francina went through. Maybe Francina went through so much. Maybe, you know, some have been 10 years unemployed. For you, just when you graduated, after a month or a year, you got a job. But you are stressing. There's someone out there that went through 5 to 6, 10 years trying. Those that were trying to become mothers, trying to become fathers. You were stressed. You were like, will I ever be a mother? Will I ever be a father? And you seeing a child, someone, a couple that's out there with their babies, and you seeing someone with their baby, and you be like, oh, I wish it was me, because you are trying. And you're even about to be like, if it's married couples, you're even about to go cheat on your wife, or your wife to go cheat on you, or to go see who else out there can help them get them a child because their partner is failing to impregnate them, or you know. So there are so many things that we have faced or that we have went through this year 2025. So we're gonna look at that, you know, and Francine and I, we can also share what we have went through here and there, the ones that are worth being aired on. Not everything that's personal, but the ones that we all generally face, you know. So that's up. Yes, we're gonna wrap up what we have faced in 2025 and how can we prepare ourselves for 2026. Yes, I know it's last minute, but you can always come up with a solution in the last minute, you know. So that we're gonna touch in every area. In every area of your life, whether it's financially, your relationships with your family, with your partner, your career wise, education wise, anything that has to do with your life, with our lives. That's what we're gonna share with you today. And if you're about to give up already, or if you're not already, you know, you are not excited. There's a time also I found myself whereby I was so much stressed. I think the time I was still busy. I think I was done with school. I'm at home. Okay, I'm obviously at home, but I would go here and there, you know, just get a certain something simple to do here and there. And it doesn't even last for 2 months, just a 1 month thing. And then, you know, just getting chances here and there. But I'm grateful about that because at least every month, even though I'm stressed, like, oh guys, there's only 3 weeks to month end. Where will I get money for cosmetics and what's on? I'm not working. Then you get like a simple tender. You do it here and there, and then you get something. It has helped you to reach to the month end again. And then something comes, you know, every time when you're like, yo, guys, what am I going to do? This is my last month, or this is the last month, and then I'm going to be broke again. I have nothing because you don't have a job. It's just a temporary thing that you get within maybe a month or two. And you know, so there was a year that I was facing my challenges. I think it was 20. Which year was that? And it was December. I went home. you know, the excitement when you're so much excited, looking forward for the positive minds, signs and all that. And then when you get there, comes the day you've been so much excited about, doesn't turn out to be the way you wanted it to be. So I'm so much excited. It's December. We're crossing over to January and I'm home. And I was absolutely, I feared my parents. I think I was 25 that time. Yeah, I think I was 25. You know, up until now, at my age, at my age, I'm a whole 27-year-old person. At my age, when I was 25, even up until now, just to go out, even if I just go home right now, and a cousin of mine or a friend of mine, okay, I don't even have friends. My cousin is actually my friend. Even if he says, let me come so I buy for you a drink. Or where are you? Let's go for a ride. And all that. It's something I would obviously want to do. I would go, but during the day only. I just have that limit of, if I'm late to come home, let it be 5 or 6. I have this fear of being out till late. At my age. But you'll find someone that's 19, 18, 20, 21. Let me say 18, 19, 17. They are out. Coming home 10, 11, 12 p.m. a.m. But me, I've been scared. Just even right now, if I was at home at the village and one of my cousins say, no, come here. I would go because it's during the day. But even sometimes I can deny or even lie that no, I'm not around, but I'm home. I'm just scared of telling my parents that I'm going out. I just feel like it's something wrong. I just feel like I'm disrespecting them. I don't know. Maybe because as I grew up, I was not an outgoing person. Now when I'm growing, it's when I feel like I wanna, you know, enjoy my youth. And going out for me was something, it was just so weird. Even up until now, I can be like, I'm going out. But it's very hard, man. Even if someone sees me out, they are always scared, like, what are you doing here? You doesn't like being out. How did you end up being here? Now it's when I feel like I'm being more open. But even up until now, even if I go to my cousins, if they call me to one of a place where they are chilling and then I go to them, I'll be seated there and, maybe for just after an hour. And then he sees that I'm on my phone. He'll even start saying, you want to go home already since you are checking the time? Because I'm just nervous. Even when I get home, what will I say? If we were two name, like if my little brother is around, I would be fine because we are two. Even if we come home late, we are two. But being alone, I don't even know where to look. I don't even know where to start. So if he's around, I can say, let's quickly go here. Maybe even come around 8, 9, because I know that I'm with him. But I'm alone going home at 8, at 9. I feel like I've disrespected my parents. I feel like it's wrong. I feel like I'm doing the biggest mistake ever. But kids that are 18, 17, 19, they are doing things. And I did all that and okay, let me go back to what was my challenges now. So that day I was at home and I was looking forward, like, this year I'm going to go to my cousins since they are hosting a New Year countdown at their place. So I'm going to go to their place there and it was just nearby home, you know. So I'm going to go there. And then once it's like 5 minutes to New Year, I'll come back home. So I do my countdown in the house, you know, and just with my family members and all that. And so I was waiting for the call. And then I was there stressed, looking at my neighbors. They are going out. And I was also actually going, my pastor was to also go with them. So I see they are going out and it's just me home. And I even got so frustrated. I'm like, oh, now people are going. It's just me here. And I don't know where to start. I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go. And I went to go sleep. My dad even came, like, wake up. It's 10 minutes to 12. I'm just in the room there, stressed, my dear, stressed. Then I told myself, Francina, I have that belief of, the way I start off my day, if I start, my mood the way my mood is, it's how my day will go. So I told myself, Francine, I want to step into a 2025 with a stressful mind and heart. You are stressed, you are angry, you just have a grudge, man, against everyone, you know. So I told myself, man, no, man, this was not like 5 minutes to 2025, and I'm like, okay, so you want to be here lying down, stressed because you didn't get a chance to be with your cousins the way you guys planned to enjoy your New Year's countdown, and you want your whole year to be sorrowful, bad, sad, because you've entered it with a sad heart, with an angry face, with someone that's having a stoned heart, like your heart is just not at peace. Then I told myself, no, man, put a smile on your face. I stood up, I went outside, we watched the firecrackers, I got so excited. So then I told myself, I don't know if it's what everyone they find themselves facing, or, but for me, I have such a belief that if I wake up moody, that's how my day can go. So I'm like, I can't step into a following year with a heavy heart, with a sad face and all that. No. I thought of, imagine a whole 12 months. Every month has 4 to 5 weeks. I can't manage that. So let me be happy. Let me be happy. So yes, it will be a happy and sad thing here and there, but let the happy be take the 70% or 60% of the year, and not the whole year. It's just me that's always grumpy, moody, and what so not. It's exactly 49 minutes to the hour. Past the hour of 2, we have exactly 10 minutes to the hour of 3. If you have just tuned in, you're listening to So, hey, guys, Saturday should just come. You're listening to The Afternoon Breeze with the Francinas, and we'll be taking you until the hour of 3:30. Like, today we're talking about the rounding up of 2025. What we have faced, what we have overcome, what do we expect for 2026? Like we said, today is the last month, the last day, the last year of the month. 365 over 365. And it's only the man above that has brought us this far. So, we're gonna talk in general, you know. How was 2025? The plans that you have for 2026, the challenges, how have you overcome them? And so many things we're gonna focus on, and we're also gonna share from our sides, what we have picked up in 2025, what we have faced in 2025. And there's so many things we have faced. It was a long year, man. It was full of challenges. It was full of ups and downs. We never thought we would have achieved some of them. We never thought we'd be where we are. So we are going for a short commercial break. We'll be right back. Do stay tuned. Don't leave the frequency, and prepare yourself with what you have in store for us.
Lipurane ngeno wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweko tete opoye ekukurile oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano hile koshuala onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka okukwetira oipindi konu kwanda doi inawa nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe fa omarudi dayo loka opone ushendife nawa nukumona oijamo ili nawa ninge pa Fanona, Monica, Co, Eagle FM, Honore Tatime, Bali Heari, Nola Natu, Heari Bali, No Heari, Ileko, Berewa, Rahetatu Natu, Bali, O Hetatu Batatu, Oma Felane, Eagle FM, The Eye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Great news! Impact just got even better We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just $36 Namibian a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
All right, welcome back, my beautiful listeners. For those that are only tuning in now, we are listening to the Afternoon Breeze with the Francinas. It's exactly 53 minutes past 2. We only have 7 minutes to the hour of 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And we are just wrapping up the year 2025, the challenges. Also, some excitements that we got from 2025, the lessons that we learned. Yeah, my Mbushe was saying, you don't go out, Mbushe.
I do. No.
Until 6, that's not going out. Go Kuhara.
That's the thing that I don't know, ne. I think, you know, my mom was very strict. My parents were very strict. And the fact is that growing up, the chance of just, I was so much to with my parents, man. Like, I was never alone. You know, even school, it's hostel, you know, like, okay, when we're young, we're not in the hostel, but coming from home, going to school with my parents, right? And then moving from Oranjemun coming to the north, from there, we went now to hostel, you know, and I was with my little brother, and out of our siblings, we were just two that was going to school. The rest were done. So we went to boarding school, and now we are there, and we are in the hostel. We are still young. That school that I was at, it was until grade 7. From there, grade 8 to 10, I had to go look for another school. I went to Tumeb. And it's still there. I was still coming from my house where my aunt, I lived with my aunt, but just the going out. And you know, I'm a very quiet person. My quietness and all that, that's why it's so shocking that I only have one friend in my life. And that's my childhood friend. We actually lost contact here and there because I moved into a different town. I moved from Oranjemun to the north and all that, but we lost, because we were still young. I think the time I was like 10, 11 years old. So we were still young. And we don't have phones, so the communication was not there. So we only met again on my big sister's wedding when she came there. That's when we now got in contact, but we lost again. You know, almost when you're still young, you lose numbers. You don't even renew. You just get another SIM card, new number again. Until then, last year, where I met her mom, and then her mom gave me a contact details, and we started catching up again. So, but then all along, I've just been alone. So even the break time at school, I'm alone. Everywhere, I'm just alone, you know? And people took me as a strict person, but it's because of the way I was raised by my parents. My parents never loved us going around, going to other people's houses. And as much as I loved those things of apprentice sleepover and all that, my mom didn't love it. She would let me go maybe once or twice a year. But even just playing, she never loved us being out. She would just keep us inside. You watch TV, that's it. If you are playing, maybe they would come to you, but even the playing time will be limited. So I think my parents raising up to us was that what it's what maybe has affected us. But in general, I'm a quiet person. If you find me, you would be like, okay, is this really, I'm very quiet. Even if I'm at home with my parents, I'm very quiet. You find them telling my siblings like, out of all the kids, I don't know what's wrong with Francina. She's just so different. She's just someone else. I picked up my mom's character because my mom is also a quiet person, but that made me now not comfortable. I had this cousin of mine that always used to say, ah, just keep going out until your parents get used to it. You know, because for her, my dear one, since I think she was like 21, she'll be going out like, I'm like, how do you do it? Like, let them get used to it. Let them get used to you going out. Once they get, even I'm like, oh, but they will talk. Like, yes, they will obviously talk until they'll get tired. Until when now? I'm like, okay. Now for her, she's comfortably going, fine with it going out. But even if I go now to the village, I'll be scared to go out. But if I'm with my brother, it's a pass through because I'm like, ah, we are quickly going here. It's to me like that, I'm fine because we are two. But if I'm alone, but here in Windhoek, even if I'll be like, I'm gonna go, but I won't go out. I'll just be home, watch movies. That's my life.
Get your life, Spooche. That is not life. You are going to be in your 30s and
but like, now it's, wish. But now it's when I feel like I'm still going out. Now it's
now,
when,
look at you.
And now I'm a whole mother, so I have to be on hold again. Because I have to now be babysitting and all that. So maybe once we are 1 or 2 years. Yeah. Aww. But still, I don't think I would want to be. I don't
so
think.
The kids are going to call you boring auntie.
Yeah, I think so.
But you are fine with.
I'm fine with it. I'm fine with it. I don't feel bothered about it. But as much as sometimes, but there'll be a time where I'm in a mood of going out of the house, né? But I can get tired very quickly. For within an hour, I want to go back home.
Okay. I'm Apple. Now me as a person.
Obviously, you are a person. You as a human being, obviously, yes. You may proceed.
Me as Francina Pavo. What challenges did I face in this particular year? You know, what challenge? Maybe school wise?
Financially?
Good afternoon, Igla family.
I think we have lost the caller.
Igla family.
Good afternoon and Merry Christmas greetings unto you.
Hi, Uncle Buana. How are you? And Merry Christmas to you too.
Thank you very much. You are both Francina, eh?
Yes, we are both the Francinas.
But I'm your favorite one.
Yes, you are the favorite one. You are the senior.
No, I'm the senior. She's the junior.
Yesterday you were saying the original one.
Yeah, today she's the favorite one. But I'm the original one, she's the favorite one.
don't worry, you both have the same status.
Yes.
Uh-huh. So, yes, thank you very much. I've been listening to you all these days.
And I was actually wondering where did Uncle Buana go to? It has been a while not hearing him. Then no, I think I heard you're busy enjoying your holiday.
Uncle Buana, were you Decembering also?
Is this actually Decembering or whatever something else?
Back to school.
Mammy. Now everybody's now trying to panic and you forget about that we were going in the
But I think we parents are also failing to know that we have a back to school every year, so you know, just to give it a head start before you enjoy your Christmas and everything, I think it's worth starting with it at the beginning, the moment you get that stationery list. It's worth taking some of the things out so you'll be on the safe side.
Even if we try, we cannot balance everything. It's like we have never tried.
It's like as if it's a new thing every year, but it's the same thing every year. It's just a list that changes here and there.
Oh, for me at least I must just thank God a bit because my girls are big. And then it's at least one of them who is now babying me at least, but that one I can sacrifice.
Okay, I hope you I hope because now you are stressed because you are failing, you have failed with the stationary list and all that. Now you are there putting the pressure on the kids and all that.
You know what I used to do? I don't know whether that city stationery is still there in existence. it used to save me because all every month I put $50, I put $100. Before the end of the day, I'm telling you, during this time, you brief because you could find something like 4,000, 5,000, and you are just relaxing. So if we can really be saving for that particular, for that purpose, for back to school, it will help us. But you know, saving is also another problem.
That's the thing now.
So I think we need to learn some. Yesterday we were talking about financial discipline.
Yes, it was yesterday.
Maybe that need to be re-emphasized so that at least you can rescue many. You can rescue many of us because the stress will come. Even if you, the children, when you are now looking after the children, I say it's boring, and tell them, please, don't call me bored. It's not boring, but what? How do you call this loneliness or something like that? You just mentioned something of that nature. Tell them, because we are preparing you spiritually, financially, and psychologically to face the battle for next year. The same applies to the parents here. You are also preparing us. Financial discipline, I think many of us today, we might be able to save a little bit. Just because of your teaching yesterday.
But you know, now in terms of here, the stationery and all that, we know that there's always some of the things that are always repeating in the list, like the paper rims and all that. Like, I don't know now about this side, but the northern side, you find them being sent paper rims and all that. And you know, this is the time where they get expensive and all that. Don't you think there are some things that you can actually buy? Maybe like end of November there or October, in terms of even uniform, if you can see that the shoes are old or the uniform is old, you know that next year you still have to buy new ones. This is where you can start buying because it's a bit cheaper than comes December and January.
Yes, but we do not adhere even to those kind of advice. So you only wait until the last time.
Last minute.
And when is the last time? People are in the line and they are queuing up and the things are getting expensive. It's just like in winter. After winter, you can quickly go in the shop, Woolworth and all those ones and buy your winter things for the next season. But we don't do that. So I think this time around, your teaching and learning will have impact, positive impact in our life. And let me also wish you a happy and prosperous
new
year.
I
think next year we are going to do better.
Definitely.
So thank you very much. God bless you, Francinas.
All right, Uncle Buana. Happy New Year to you too in advance.
Thank you very much,
ma'am. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
God bless.
All right. Bye. You can call us in studio on 083-288-401. That's 083-288-401. Share with us the challenges and what you have in store for New Year. Are you ready for the year 2026? The challenges, how you overcome them, and what have you learned in this year 2025? Just a roundup, you know, because obviously you have learned or picked up a two or three, and you know that next comes next year. And it's so funny saying comes next year, next year is just tomorrow. Comes next year, you know that, shield, I faced this and I've done this. I'm not going to let it repeat itself. At least when you come across it, you know that, hey, you know how to act fast on it because you have experienced it the previous year. So you can call us in the studio, like I said, and share with us your views and opinion. And I don't know if it was me that was speaking or it was you, but anyways, you may proceed.
Yeah, but Mbuja Anwa, it's the time of the year when... you know, once the mother starts stressing now because of stationaries. Now they are
and this is where I always say, now parents, we try to put our frustration on the kids, but the kids have nothing to, okay, you are frustrated, but you know what you are doing. And this is something that you have to plan. That's why, like what Uncle Bana is saying in terms of financial discipline, this is where we need to discipline ourselves. If you know that when it comes to, it's a struggle for you, create an account or something, you know, just, and save it as a back to school account, whereby you just, whatever amount you get, you put there. as parents, or if you are not married as a couple, or I know there is somebody that are failing to do this, there are partners that are failing to meet the other partner halfway if you are not married, or and what's or not. But, you know, just putting that aside, even though you haven't reached the amount that you want, whatever amount you got, then maybe it will help you 70% or 80% of what you are spending on, and all that. So, at least if you do something like that, it will help you. Now it's December, you are frustrated. You are insulting them. All of a sudden they look like their fathers. All of a sudden they look like they are, you know. But this is something that you know already, that there is December that's coming. There is back to school that's coming. What do we have to do? How should we prepare this? And you know, if it was a possible, at least even the Ministry of Education could at least now, or the schools themselves could be at least releasing the end of year, the following year's stationery list, at least even beginning of November, end of October, so at least parents can know where they stand in terms of the stationery. And you know, you looking at your own kids, you know that my child next year, these shoes that they are wearing, they won't be fitting in, so I have to buy new shoes. You can already start buying the shoes if you know you're in August, and you know these shoes can reach November, because school closes December. But yeah, buy the shoes already. If it's a uniform, buy the uniform already. So at least when and then you can also buy the plastic covers and the wraps for the books and the things that you know that it's a must. The pencils, the pens, the glues, the books. Even just buy four of them, as long as you just bought. Even I know you won't know how many books sometimes you have to buy, but if you just buy three or four, you have met yourself halfway. Comes December, you just have, maybe you find yourself just spending a 1.5 or $1,000 because you have done 70% of the shopping, or 60% of the shopping already, and all that.
Just because the person is stressed now.
My dear.
To avoid stress, sometimes do the things early. There was a Black Friday. You could have bought some things then, and then, yeah, now the lines are long and the thieves are there, the scammers, everything. Some people cannot even talk about the year 2025 because they were scammed out of their money. And some lost their loved ones. And some people can say it was a beautiful,
a wonderful year.
Because some got married, some have babies now, and they are excited.
although I feel sad for those. I know it's not only about them, but those that have lost their loved ones before they got married. I think it's this year, right? Mm-hmm. Where I think I only remember two of them that committed suicide. One committed suicide, I think, the day before the announcement day. The other one did it before the wedding or so, not, but it's painful. And it's asking now someone to start all over again, looking for a different partner again. And imagine how used you're so much, how much you're so much used to your partner, and he became your friend, now you have to start all over again. The memories, and also the planning, because you imagine a day before the wedding, so much has been planned, the money that you have spent on buying the materials and everything, because a day before everything was already done, almost like done. So I that time when I read that, I always asked myself, what do they do with these things? Do they go resell them, or what happens? It's something painful, it's something sad, and it's something that one will be like, I know some people, you know, there's always people like, oh, can this year already just end? You know? And they just want to go to the following year and not think of about 2025, because 2025 was so hurtful to them. They have lost their loved ones, they have lost their jobs, they have lost their things to thieves and or criminals. They have just lost so many things. We are going for another short commercial break. We'll be right back. Do stay tuned. Do not leave that frequency.
The English is staying in 2025.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Great news! Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
All right, welcome back, my beautiful listeners. It's for those that are only tuning now, you are listening to the Afternoon Breeze with the Francinas, and it's exactly 13 minutes past 3. And today we are wrapping up the year, since it's the last day of December, the last day of 2025. Let's talk about how 2025 was. Was it hectic for you?
The New Year resolutions.
Was it hectic for you? Was it a happy year for you? Was it beautiful? You can actually call us in the studio to share your 2025 experience. That's on 0832888401. So,
You are not done telling us your challenges.
And then I was talking and then I forgot it.
And then just continue. You can't forget your challenges. It's something that hurts you so much, you can't forget about it.
But me, I don't take problems to the heart.
It hurt.
But still, too short.
But still, you just have to.
I only made bad decisions in 2025. That is.
And how did this what kind of situation did these decisions put you into?
Oh, like the first semester, ne? That one, I was not even serious because it was, you know, most us and peer pressure. We are.
Don't say us, just me and peer pressure. Don't say us.
As students.
No, just don't say us students. Just speak you individually.
Me individually, me as a person.
Mm. Let me see you as a person.
Peer pressure and I, we are best friends. Once I see the peer, and then I see, hi bestie. So,
so it was that time, the pressure.
It was that time of exams, name. Mm-hmm. And I was writing in the morning. Ne? I had 3 modules, actually. Now, I had to choose between studying and going out. And of course, me being me, I went out. The results came. All of them fail.
Supplementary. Or didn't you meet a supplementary?
I made it. Okay. I made sure. Mm. And then I went to, I didn't tell anyone, but my sister most obviously has access to my portal. Mm-hmm. And then she called me. Hey, you failed. I was like, I was acting shocked, but I knew.
Like you didn't yet go and open your
Yeah, I knew.
To see your results.
I knew because I went. When I came home, I just bathed and went to school. Because, yeah, the peer pressure. Mm-hmm. So the supplementary came. And I was acting very serious, studying Kama, but I passed all of them.
After you wrote supplementary?
Yeah.
But what lesson did you learn then? That will you still continue taking the risk and going out because the books will study on their own, or you know that, okay, because ne, I also myself used to get tempted and also peer pressure and all that
mm-hmm.
when I was a student. But I told myself, this is what I want to do. I can find it. But books, you won't find them. You'll find them, but years are going. But this, it's not a must for you to do it. But these books, you are wasting your time and your life here. And
yeah.
Parents will get tired of assisting you every time.
Now people have to pay supplementary. Mm. And then I was just supposed to...
And you're renting, if you are renting, even if you're not renting, sending money for food and yeah, everything, taxi money. You think they'll be wanting to be sending that every for 7 years?
No, for me...
Like as if you are doing
I have a strict sister, and I love her for that. And she's like, she told me, if you just fail this supplementary, it's going to be you and I. And I know she meant every word she said. Now when I passed most, she was like, now she knows me better than anyone. She was like, now tell me, why did you fail that last time?
Mm-hmm.
It's just those things of going out. But
are you getting emotional or what?
I'm so emotional. But you know, I learned, man. I learned as now I'm growing. Like it was just the first semester.
Your first year,
no.
Your second year?
First year, you know when you go to school, ne, and you are like, yo, I will not even look at boys. If I see a boy coming,
serious student.
If I see a boy coming in my direction, I swear I'm going in the other direction. I won't, yo. And then I was a whole serious student. Come second year, I saw these things called supplementary. I'm seeing other kids not writing exams, mm-hmm. just going for second opportunity.
And you are now a senior. Mm-hmm. You are familiar with everything.
Yeah, now
you see yourself as your own boss. And yes.
I'm there. Ah, second year comes. Yo, I feel like school. Mm-mm. I'm missing classes, and then I look at myself, when I came to this Chumeta, did I come to miss classes or I came to school? Because there you are.
What brought you there? Mm. That's something that you have now to be asking yourself. What brought you there?
Because there, we are different people from different backgrounds, and you know, when you are trying to fit in, you try to change, show off what you are showing, something which is not even there.
Mm.
Yeah, when that Naswaf came, Bushi, I told you, I'm telling you, I haven't cooked for 3 weeks. I'm taking myself out. Until the money finished, now I'm looking at the others who I was going out with.
You know, thinking of, I'm someone that loves doing this. Before I make a decision, I first look at what's the good outcome out of this. What am I benefiting if I do this? So if you find yourself that every time you are hungry, you think of now, okay, think of how much you spend per day. You might be spending you're spending $200 every day to eat lunch and dinner.
Mm-hmm.
But this $200, if you count within the whole week, Monday to Sunday, that's 7 days. So 7 times 200, it's 1.4. You are spending 1.4, if I'm not mistaken, because 5 days.
It's your math method.
No, it is, because 5 days is $1,000 already.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Saturdays, it's 1.2. Sunday, it's 1.4. So that's a week. Now, if you say this, sorry about that. If you say it's 3 weeks, so add 2 more weeks. Ne?
Mm-hmm.
So add now, that's now 2.1.4, that's 2.8. Add 2.8, this 2.8 is for the 2 weeks left, because you already took off the other 1 week with the 1.4.
Mm-hmm.
Now add 2.8 to the 1.4. So that would be like three point eight and then 4.2. That's a whole 4.2 you are spending in, like, that's on almost a month. Now that's 4.2, you had something valuable you could do with, buy out of it. You could spend the 1,000 was enough for you to buy your food. $500, like one, let me say 1.5. The 500 is to buy your meat, the different types of meat you are going to be eating with your food. That was enough for you. But the peer pressure and
when you get money, you tend to lose sense. Sense just disappears from you.
That's why when we're talking about financial discipline, before you spend, let it cool down. Apparently it's always most hot. Let it cool down. Think and do it the next day. Because you know the excitement, once money comes into your account, you start thinking already. You had, before you didn't have the money, you had plans in mind. You had already, oh guys, I need to get money. I have to do my hair. In the Kurupamo, it has been a while not doing my hair. And you know that, oh, I need money. I only have one soap left. It won't last for a month. You have so many problems. Now when that money comes in, you forget. You forgot that you need toiletries. You forgot that you have your hair that needs to be done. You're already thinking of, I'm going to buy that jean. I'm going to buy those tops that I saw. I'm going to, there's a special of the Bonniers pizza on Thursdays. I'm going to buy that. I have what, you know, but you forgot the problems that you had when you didn't have the money. And I don't even know how it happens, but our minds,
when you don't have money, you think of all the problems, and then
you think correctly. Promises to you think correctly.
If I get the money, I will buy this and that. Let the money hit your account, and then that sense disappear. And then for me, because I was so young and stupid at the same time, and I've never seen such amount of money in my life.
It's your first time.
It's my first time. I was only thinking about my stomach. Nothing else.
I think this is whereby it needs to be done, where there's financial advice given to students before, like the first time students, or even the, not even the first, but most of the first time students, because you have never got such amount of money in your hands before. You only got it maybe when you went to go register, but yours to spend, yours to, it's yours, not like for school, but it's yours to use on yourself and all that. So now all that, You get so excited. So I think it's worth the students being advised, you know, financially on this. Same as you getting a job. You got your first job. You got a job that's pay well, paying off. You never got, like, ever since you graduated, you just got this simple tenders of, you just maybe get a 1K, a 1.5. You never exceeded a 2,000. Then you got a job now. You have, you now earn a pay slip, you have a pay slip, and you maybe get 15,000, 10,000, you know, you earn above 5,000 and all that. So now this is a chance now also for you to be financially disciplined on this also, because now you don't know how to spend the money. You don't know how to do things because you haven't, it's your first time. And you are so excited because of the money, and you see the money is a lot, and you think of the things you are going to spend on, it's just maybe costing you 2,000, whatever you want, it's just costing you 2,000. You see it's little money, but Sogatala, you are exceeding even 5,000. You know, because you are just swiping left, right, and center, you are excited and all that. But it's going on unnecessary things.
Yeah, but Mbushene, you are saying students must at least be getting advice. But there's a saying that says, there are two people you cannot advise in this world. A person in love and a person that just got money. So even if you advise a student, I saw this, most now the listeners for people, they divided
we like get 2.5, if I'm not mistaken, monthly.
It's 1.6.
Yeah.
1.4 actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it's the moment, like, NASF now doesn't, it most comes around this time.
28.
Like, this time of the day now.
Oh, I thought you were referring to the day because I think it comes on the 28th of 27th. Or 28th, 27th every month.
Now, I live in a hostel. Mm-hmm. The moment you see, during the whole month, the person will be like, if I get my NASFAF, I'll buy this and that and that. The moment the money hits the account. That alert comes on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
The house becomes like empty. Everyone now is buying. And the stupid thing about students, is that they only think about their stomachs. That's it. They don't think about anything valuable.
Mm-hmm.
It's only food. It's food, going out, it's just entertainment. That's it. So I feel like even if you advise, there are those that,
There are those that do good. Like, I've seen some that I've known of that build their rooms at home out of that money.
These are the ones that, this majority of them are the ones that their NASFAF is actually controlled by their parents.
Mm-hmm.
They actually tend to buy pieces, build something. But the ones that are in charge of their own money
alone,
those ones.
There are those people that ask when you are finding yourself in a problem and then you ask your parents, Mame, I'm dead or Mama, I need a certain amount, I'm in need of this. I need a laptop, like my brother. My brother, he hardly enjoyed his money because my parents made sure that they meet each other halfway. Mm-hmm. If he needs a laptop, they meet each other halfway. Because I know he got a laptop, yes, from NASFAF, but then he was robbed. After he was robbed, he had to now buy a laptop. So, my parents were like, no, we'll pay this amount and you add the rest. Everything that he needed, his modules, everything that he needed, there are some books that they have to buy themselves. Because he's doing engineering. He had to my parents had to tell him, no, you got your NASFAF, right? Yes. Okay. We'll add for you. How much do you have? No, I have this now. Okay. We'll pay the rest. That's how my parents work. So that in terms of finance, they also stick them. They'll be like, how much do you have? I'll give you the rest. Same thing as when I was an intern. I needed money. My phone was getting old and, you as an intern now, you have to be also online and all that. You're going to be in a katoch and you are an intern and all that. It'll be hard for you to do your work. So I told my parents that, no, I need this. At the time, internship was paying, so I used to get paid a little bit. But then my mom was like, no. Okay, we'll pay the 90% of it. Then you add what you have. And then I had to do so. So they always make sure, and I've learned that I am grateful for what they have done because now they've made me learn on how to use money. On how, where should you use money? Where should you,
you as you are looking at me now here, I'm like, if when I get a job, the first thing I'll do, I'll build a house, then buy a car. That's what in my mind, But I know the moment the money comes on my account, all I'll think about is maybe clothes, a new iPhone.
Materials.
Yeah.
But anyways, it's exactly 30 minutes past the hour 3. I didn't even see time flying, but yes. So my last words to the Eagle FM listeners and everyone out there. It's the last day of the month, the last year of the year, and the last day of December. And we are always looking forward to do our countdowns today to different places. Some are planning to go to city of Windhoek, and since they are hosting a countdown in town, some are planning to do it from home. Some are planning to go to church. Some are planning to do it from bars. Some are planning to do it from whatever area they find themselves. Some are planning to do it from SOS. Different places, different areas. So, guys, I hope you are looking back to what you have learned, what you have faced, what you have overcome in 2025. And I hope you are looking for the positive mindset, you're having a positive mindset to 2026, and I hope you have plans of what you are looking forward to for 2026. And you're also planning to travel back, you know, most of them are busy already, like on their way, coming back. Most of you are traveling from tomorrow, to be a busy road. And some of you, please, I know some of you will be waiting for the last minute, which is not good, guys. Let's not be rushing. If you know that you will be starting work in 4 to 5 days, start already getting the head start to come back. So you don't find yourself rushing on the road and you stuck at the bus stop, you are stressed, crying and all that because you can't find transport. And also those that are in need of transport money, because now it's a time where you are busy now looking for transport money, private hikes and all that. Let's do the right decisions. And as we are doing the countdown today, guys, let's be careful. Let's do the right thing. Let's not provoke anyone. You know, we still have more hours before we enter 2026. So obviously you would want to enter 2026 with a good spirit, with a good heart, with a good you, with a new you. So let's be positive. Let's discipline ourselves financially comes 2026. Let's make the right decisions. Look at what you have faced in 2025, and comes 2026, you know that what you want and what you'll be facing and what you are looking ahead to be doing. From me, Francina, it's a goodbye. We shall meet next year. Same time, same place. I'm not going to say tomorrow. I'm going to say next year. Next year, same time, same place. And that's, of course, Eagle FM and Bond Talk Radio Station. Remember, it's just the year and the month is changing, and we are still going to the following year. There's still the more years to come. Yeah. So show the love, be there for each other, do the right things. If you are finding yourself depressed and, you know, because now you need the money, don't overthink and do that. You'll find that the same way you've been solving it when it was December, the previous Decembers, you've been facing the different challenges, but you overcame the same way you stepped into the following year. The same way you'll step into 2026. So let's be careful, guys. Let's drive safely and let's be indoors.
Apparently one just sold their phone to get transport
money. And again, before I even end of this, guys, apparently those now when we bash you, yes. So it's a goodbye, guys. Enjoy your year 2026.
From me, Francina Pavo, Hanwa Pamarako Bashu Ankwao.
And I wish we could do the countdown together on air, but unfortunately. Yes.
But don't forget to invite me if you have a poiki you have meet. Invite your favorite Francina. Adios. Goodbye.